Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network.
If you're watching, I can feel my chair slowly going down. Can you see me? Can you see me shrinking over here?
I hadn't noticed. I hadn't done a before and after.
Like, so I'm going down a little bit at a time.
What's going on with the chair?
I don't know. It must be some sort of mechanism.
I can't tell.
You better check out PVI.com.
That's right. That's where I got this beautiful chair. Hold on.
People talk about it all the time.
Yeah. Lift it up.
There you go.
There we go. Now we're good.
Now you can stand tall.
Yeah, now we're good. Good to go.
By the way, I thought I had lost an inch. Maybe I said this before based on what the physician said, but then my wife went for physical and she had lost an inch.
Ah, shrinking.
Mm.
I think that something's off with her ruler.
That
tape.
Could be. Could be. I mean, it's such an antiquated way of like measuring you. Yeah, you can't. You put like a laser on the wall as you're standing.
Why
next
don't we
to the
just
wall.
Measure JP's? I thought about this last time. He was complaining just, about the doctor. I mean, Roger has a tape measure.
You have a tape measure on.
Let's find out how tall JP is.
You have a tape measure here.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'll put it back in my office.
Okay.
Well, there you
we'll
go.
We'll see how tall he is. Yeah, we'll measure.
Yeah, we'll take a pencil.
Yeah,
see who's right, JP or the doctor?
Yeah. Do the old pencil trick on the wall and then measure down
the height was.
Oh, that I used to be 5'9" and now I'm 5'8".
Yeah,
but I don't think I ever was truly 5'9". Yeah, Cakes and I like to list at 5'9".
I used to artificially list myself as 5'9". I know I'm not.
I think I was 5'8¾".
You're probably always around 5'8".
Back in the day,
so when he's measuring you 5'8", you really didn't lose an inch,
right? Yeah, it's devastating when short kings get
knocked down even shorter.
They get shorter measurements.
I mean,
you just can't.
It really doesn't matter. But if somebody said I'm 5'7", I feel
5'8" just sounds better.
Yeah, exactly.
But 5'9" sounds even better. 5'7" is that's really kind of the cutoff point. You get a below a 5'7", then that's real short king territory. I think.
I've got.
Like 5'8", 5'9", you can be like, I'm close to 6 feet tall.
I've got
kind of
close to the average.
My next door neighbor and then the neighbor right next to him, the father's in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating.
Okay.
One of them's got to be about 5'4".
Okay. Short king.
Bagel boss is your neighbor.
5'4" and maybe 5'5".
Okay. Two short kings.
Shortest guys in all of Ashburn. They live right next to me.
Right.
And you got me. I look like freaking Sasquatch walking out there.
See, those guys are bitter. If they go to the doctor, if the 5'4 dude goes to the doctor and the doctor tells him, you're not 5'4 anymore, you're 5'3, then that guy's just, he's devastated.
Are your sons taller than you?
Yes, they're both taller.
Didn't it feel good when they got taller than you?
Yeah.
I felt good for my boy that he got taller than me. He's not much taller than me, but maybe an inch taller than me. I thought that was a good thing.
I didn't want my sons to be like 5'4 or 5'5. They're like 5'9 or 5'10. Which is perfect. It's great. But if you're 5'7 or below, short kid.
My next door neighbor, when he
big time short kid.
He has a Tesla.
Yeah.
And when he comes into the driveway, here's the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah. I don't even know how he can see over the steering wheel.
He can barely see over the windshield. Good thing the car can drive itself.
I mean, he needs to sit on
a phone book.
He does. Like 4 phone books.
Jason loves Jonan on height.
Yeah.
No, I just
remember
he
used to say you don't respect anybody who's under 6 foot.
Unless they're really rich. Yeah. Unless they're loaded.
I love my neighbors.
Does he have a brick tied to his foot so he can reach the pedal?
I don't know, bro. I don't know how he drives
big,
that thing.
Big elevator platform shoes.
Yeah. Looks like he's doing the disco.
But when he pulls up into the driveway, he literally has to look up like this.
Yeah.
He can't see over the steering wheel.
See, tall guys like Jason, they shouldn't short shame us because he's
when's the last time I did that? I haven't done that.
I'm not saying you ever have. You've never done, not that I can remember.
Oh, he definitely has.
Like,
no, you guys,
tall guys should not
every once in a while.
Short guys in general, maybe, but not
tall
you
guys should not short shame the short kings just because they hit the genetic lottery and are blessed with height. Like, it's just
there are some negatives.
Sure, there are negatives, but I think the positives clearly outweigh the negatives to being tall versus short.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, boo-hoo, I can't fit in an airplane seat. Yeah, you never fly, so I don't know, but
about tall guys who fly twice a week or once a week?
Okay,
they hate it.
Okay, you know what? Sorry, Wemby. Oh, sorry. You have to fly a bunch. You're 7'5", and you're going to make $500 million. Advantage, tall guy.
All right, that's one guy. All right. Okay,
you went to the extreme with Wemby.
Alex yeah,
you
Saar. Went to.
Yeah, if you're talking about professional players. Okay, yes, talking about guys who are 6'4", 6'5", that right. just work in an office, mm-hmm. and if they have to travel, you know, a couple times a week.
Yeah.
They hate that.
Well, they just spend the extra $40 to get the bonus leg room, and they're good. Well, they're good to go.
I'm just saying there are some negatives.
Yeah, he's had
a lot
to deal
of positives,
with,
but
he's had to deal with the nickname Lurch.
Right.
Yeah, just Lurch. Tall.
That is true.
He's hated it so much, he's tried to bring Bish back.
Yeah, Bish Bucks.
No, I did. It's back.
You have brought Bish back.
Yeah, Lurch is gone.
I didn't think it would happen, but you've made it happen.
Lurch, he gone.
You willed it into existence. Good for you.
I never really thought about this, Cakes, but when we were growing up, a lot of our friends were pretty much the same height. We used to play hoops mm-hmm. in Frazier's backyard. He was about 5'9". Yeah. Stumper's shorter. Our boy Matt Z was about our height. Mm-hmm. Do you think we gravitated to people of the same height?
I'll tell you.
Because we were all, like, outside of EB, we would play in the backyard of Frazier's. 3-on-3, 4-on-4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
EB was like a giant.
Yeah.
He was like 6'1".
I had my real...
Everybody else was 5'10 or under.
My real eye-opener was when I went to Towson, when I went to college. And my setup was, we lived in a dorm where it was two people in one room, share a bathroom, two. It was like a suite. My roommate is 6'1". I'm next to basketball players. One of them's 6'9". The other guy's, first guy's 6'2". The next guy to move in was my guy, Chuck. He's 6'6".
Chucky.
And I just walked around. I just felt
How tall was Scott? Scott
was like 6'9". Yeah, he's a monster. I felt like Kyler Murray.
You were like the team mascot when you guys went out.
Yeah, I just felt like Kyler Murray, like a short king, just walking around with all these giants.
Right. You were like their little buddy when you would go out to the bars.
But you did it. I mean, you had to do it.
Yeah, I did it, but I was like, man, I was like, I'm surrounded by redwoods here. Like, what is happening here?
All right,
I had to take off my shoes.
Yeah. Oh,
by the way,
shoes, JP.
Can we do the official to see if I'm taller or Cakes is taller?
Well, I think you've got
I used to be taller.
I mean, we can measure both of us.
Well, Cakes is conceding, so we can just do JP.
Yeah, that's fine. That works.
All right, you got your shoes off.
Yeah. Socks off.
Socks off.
Socks off.
All right. Good posture. Straight up.
He's got to be against a wall, right? Isn't that the way it's usually
done? Wall's probably better.
Yeah, that's standard.
All right.
You get a pencil, put a mark on the...
You just...
Yeah.
Here's a pen.
All right, JP getting measured in the door frame of the studio. We'll see if his doc is a hack.
All right, you're good.
Try to figure out the height.
Press that pencil down.
Yeah.
Measure his hair.
I'm gonna say 5'9". I'm gonna say he sneaks in.
Nah.
No.
Say just over 5'8".
With the shoes off, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5'8" ish.
Let's see. 68.5 inches.
That's 5'8.5.
5'8.5. Sub 5'9".
5'8.5, but you're not
round up.
Yeah, you're 5'9".
You round up.
You're not in short king territory. You're good. You're good to go.
There you go.
So what does it say on your license?
I think it's 5'8".
Okay, so you're legit.
I think. I might have fudged the 5'9". Let me see. Let's see the license.
5'8".
5'8", nubs.
Nubby. You think you're 5'7.5" without the shoes?
Probably. Yeah. Most likely.
Funny. All right, so there you go. You're 5'8.5".
Congrats.
Doctor's pathetic.
Yeah.
The doctor was wrong. All right, we got to hit the skins here. Hit the skins brought to you by?
Hit the skins brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Don't Sleep makes you great, in case you didn't know. I believe we're going to lead off with some audio of one of the corners from the Cincinnati Bengals who didn't have some very good things to say about Cliff Kingsbury and the scheme and what he's seen out of the Commanders as he's reviewing tape to get ready for week 3 of the NFL as they face the Commanders on Monday Night Football.
Bulletin board material?
Potentially.
Yeah, Capoz, they don't make him do a lot, so they keep it really simple for him. Nice college offense. Kingsbury, the OC, so you know, a lot of move guys around here and there, but No, just keep it real simple for him. I heard his pass percentage is very high, but he's only going short routes, you know, some intermediate stuff, quick throws. Make sure on the outside that we're, you know, winning our one-on-ones at the end of the day, you know, because, you know, he's, like I said, you know, he can stretch the plays and extend them, so, you know, we got to faster as well.
I saw a statistic yesterday.
Was that Dax Hill or was that Cam Taylor Britt?
That was Cam.
That was Taylor Britt who had that.
Who had an unbelievable pick, a one-handed pick.
Yeah. I saw a statistic yesterday that Washington has thrown passes behind the line of scrimmage on 39% of their completions, which leads the NFL by far. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what he's really referring to is they're watching the film and they're just seeing all that sideways passing and not much downfield. Now, I did see a breakdown yesterday, all this discussion this week about Terry McLaurin, and I saw a breakdown where he is actually getting open.
Is he?
Just balls haven't been thrown to him.
He's just missing them, yeah, okay.
I mean, we know that he missed them on that long bomb, but there were moments in this game where maybe Jaden was pressured, but Terry McLaurin was running free in the end zone, and then Jaden decided to run.
Right.
And that, look, he's a young quarterback, rookie quarterback.
He's probably and that may be his default now. Yeah.
It might be his default that once he feels a little pressure,
he scoots.
His eyes go down and he takes off.
You know what that audio clip is? That's bait. He's baiting Jaden into thinking he can't throw deep. So right. Jaden's going to throw deep.
Yeah.
And that's probably what the Bengals are hoping that he does.
You know, well, Jaden's going to throw his first pick, I feel like, Monday night.
You feeling that?
I'm feeling his
on a
first
deep throw?
Pick.
That's probably a good bet.
I could see it happening.
I could see it.
I think he's saying that for a reason.
He could be.
He's playing mind games.
Well, I hope Cam Taylor Britt can tackle, and I hope he's ready for a physical game, because if the Bengals' defense looks anything like it has in the first 2 weeks, you think the Commanders aren't just going to try to shove it on them on the ground throughout the game?
That's exactly
what
they're
averaging nearly 160 rushing yards allowed through the first two games. So you're going to see a healthy dose, again, of B-Rob, of Jaden. I think you maybe up Eckler's rushes, too.
I think the scarier
thing on the flip, but on the flip side, since Washington's defense run defense isn't that good either.
Right.
That's what, you know, Zach Moss and Chase Brown are going
to
do.
Yeah, but the scary thing is T. Higgins is starting to practice.
So. Right.
Yeah, I assume he's
going to
be back.
Have to face Chase and Higgins.
You know what? Mike Gesicki's been pretty effective.
He's been pretty good.
Through the first 2 weeks.
Wasn't Dave Richard down on Gesicki
week? I don't know if he was for this week.
I think he was.
If Higgins comes back.
If Higgins came back, yeah.
Like, did he say, he had him ranked third out of Pitts and Andrews and Gesicki. And then didn't he also say maybe pick up Hunter Henry?
Yeah,
did he say that?
He did say that.
I think he did, yeah.
He said Henry would be a viable candidate more than Gesicki.
I picked up Henry a few days before Dave doled out that advice, and I'm not blaming Dave. Like, Hunter Henry, look at the targets he had heading into that game. He was by far the most targeted guy on that Patriots offense through two games. They just ran into a buzzsaw defense, and Jacoby Brissett couldn't deliver the ball to him.
Jaden Daniels' passing yardage prop on FanDuel, 200.5.
Oof.
Passing touchdowns, Daniels over a half, so one, minus 270.
I feel like he's due to throw a pick and due to throw a touchdown.
What's his rushing prop?
All right, his rushing prop.
48.5.
Pretty good, 46.5.
Okay.
I'll go over that.
Brian Robinson, 53.5.
Oh, I would smash the button a million times on that.
Yep. But Jaden Daniels, yes, Jaden Daniels is 46.5.
I think you might see an Austin Eckler 50-yard swing pass, take it to the house type of performance.
Total receptions props, player props. Jamar Chase, what do you think it is?
8.5.
6.5.
Ooh.
Terry McLaurin.
4.5.
3.5.
Okay.
Zach Ertz.
3.5.
2.5. Gesicki, 2.5. Brian Robinson, 1.5. I don't see Eckler.
We have a lot of prop bets.
Will
this weekend? Yeah.
I don't know if I'll have a lot. I'll have some.
I did a four-leg parlay last night. How do you think this went? Garrett Wilson over in catches.
All right, loser.
Garrett Wilson over in yardage.
Loser.
Hunter Henry over in catches.
Loser.
Hunter Henry over in yardage.
Loser, yeah.
I took the collar.
Spectacular loss.
It's just,
but you know what?
Down in flames.
You can hit on our touchdown parlay coming up later this hour. We'll do that.
Love to hit on that.
Coming up at 7:45 here on the Junkies.